Hugh from Connor in the Southwestern Evangel that same year. Connor relegated discussions regarding theories of inspiration to dogmatic obscurity, but he unhesitatingly confessed the Bible as the product of God's revelation, with redemption its central interest and Jesus Christ as its center and key to unity. Though Connor frowned on dogmatic inerrancy, he retreated from discussing any errors in the Bible while emphasizing the Bible's divine origin and absolute authority in all matters spiritual. We can conclude this first lecture by highlighting other important contributions to this subject during Connor's lifetime. In a major work published by the Baptist Sunday School Board in 1922 entitled Fundamentals of the Faith, W.B. Nallen critiqued historical critical approaches to the Bible and supported the Scripture's own self-testimony to its complete inspiration. New Testament scholar H.E. Dana defended the historical reliability of the Bible in a 1923 work called The Authenticity of the Holy Scriptures, also published by the Sunday School Board. J.J. Reeve, a professor at Southwestern Seminary who had previously embraced historical critical methods and conclusions, contributed an article called My Experience with Higher Criticism for the Fundamentals, edited by R.A. Torrey and A.C. Dixon, in which he affirmed the absolute truthfulness of Scripture while critiquing the dangers of higher criticism. The inerrancy of Scripture was popularized by the pulpit oratory of R.G. Lee, who in 1930 penned the Word of God, not broken and not bound. O.C.S. Wallace, in What Baptists Believed, published by the Sunday School Board in 1934, discussed the need of the Scriptures, the process of writing, and the purpose of the Scriptures. In conclusion, he reaffirmed the 1925 Baptist Faith and Message terminology that the Bible is a perfect treasure of heavenly instruction. The same year, the board also published The Book We Teach, in which the author maintained the Bible as a book of revelation and sure guidance, that is not only a book of Christian faith, but of Christian mission and education. In 1935, J.B. Tidwell, professor at Baylor University, authored Thinking Straight About the Bible, or Is the Bible the Word of God? In many ways, Tidwell's work reflects the consensus viewpoint about the nature of Scripture for the first 100 years of the convention's existence. Tidwell identified direct and indirect claims regarding the Bible's inspiration and absolute truthfulness. He then offered 14 evidences for the complete accuracy and divine origin of the Bible. Yet it must be noted that the syncretistic position of W.O. Carver, the first Southern Seminary faculty member who did not study with Boyce, of the later works of John R. Sampey and other Southern Baptist scholars, coupled with the openness not only to the methodology of historical criticism, but in some cases to the conclusions of historical criticism as well, paved the way for shifts in the doctrine of biblical inspiration and authority in the post-World War II era, which we will look at tomorrow. That being the case, nevertheless, we have seen that a strong, unified consensus existed, which was represented by scholars, pastors, and denominational leaders. This group affirmed with deep conviction the common heritage regarding the divine origin, the complete truthfulness, and the full authority of the Bible. The historic Southern Baptist position during its first century was primarily the commonly held conviction that the Bible is the inspired, written, and authoritative Word of God.
May the Holy Spirit burn these words into our minds and hearts, and we'll see you tomorrow for part 2.